Let's check now what's happened in the marketplace. Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises is on the phone line from Mandeville, Louisiana. Good afternoon to you, Dan. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Todd.
Well, tell me a little bit about the marketplace and how you view what's been happening there over the last several days in Chicago. It's been kind of a rough week.
Yeah, it has been, at least for the bull anyway. The bears kind of had it his way the last couple days. From what I understand, whether or not it's correct or not, I understood that farmers had been sellers of some cash corn earlier this week, Monday, Tuesday, and some of the commercial grain crowd basically was holding on to those bushels, leaving them unhedged until betting that a lot of this index fund buying that was supposed to come into the market around January 5th was going to rally the market, and that failed to rally the market. So they came to the table and threw a bunch of hedge pressures into the market yesterday, and then that just climaxed a move on down into fresh contract lows, and then that brought in new technical selling. I mean, you're going to get technical selling when you make fresh contract lows, and the opposite is if you have fresh contract highs. The technicians are just going to come in and buy it. They're just going to put the pedal to the metal. So that collapsed the market there yesterday, and then that showed follow through here today. And I think today it seemed to me like there was a sense of panicness in the marketplace today. And, you know, after we made our lows during that 10 o'clock hour, for the most part, corn and soybeans rallied off those lows the rest of the session and basically, you know, cut those 10-cent losses to roughly a nickel or so. So it did, when you look at your intraday charts, it does look like maybe we did have a climax low in here, and then the market will consolidate tomorrow, might even do some recovery, and then we'll, I guess, put our seatbelts back on for the USA's report at 11 o'clock on Friday, or I guess 11 o'clock on Friday tomorrow.
Yeah,
I guess.
Tomorrow, 11 o'clock. It looks to me like as you look at the weekly charts, at least in the corn, that we could post this one as an outside down or an outside up week.
Well, it could go either way. I mean, these reports, I can't remember quarterly stocks report.
Yeah.
Being neutral. Now,
my memory's not
as good as it used to be, but at least it seems like over the last few years anyway, anytime you got into a major report, there was a surprise one way or the other on it. Well,
I got a question about that. So the grain stocks usually, and sometimes the surprise in the grain stocks report, which is as of December the 1st, is the feed and residual number. There are two things that happen there. They've got to recalculate based on the end of the last year, marketing year, and they also have to calculate what was used at the beginning in the first quarter. So those two things are kind of interesting to happen at the same time. And I guess this time around we've had both a friendly to bullish cattle on feed number and hogs and pigs report, meaning there were fewer animals than many people had expected out there.
Yeah, when you look at the animal consuming units and you look at the overall meat production numbers, we're not necessarily gaining much of a rebuild on feed consumption, at least, you know, if you try to look at feed consumption at that point in view. The thing that I'm not thoroughly convinced, USDA has a complete handle on this year's acreage yet, and maybe this report could show more additional acreage changes, and they may go either way. I'm more in the opinion that we still have smaller acres out there than what USJ is printing on the table, and that may end up maybe we won't get much of an increase in production. I do have to probably agree with the people that think we got a higher yield coming. At least the reports that I heard during harvest would make you believe that there might be room for another bump up in yields. My guess is we're going to have some high residual numbers on both corn and soybeans on this report. And basically a residual number is unexplained disappearance. We'll kind of go from there. But it's going to be kind of hard to, whatever happens, to make corn bullish. I think if the best case scenario probably on corn would probably be somewhat of a neutral number. And then since the market collapsed so hard here going into the report that it could be a number that was already baked in the cake and the market can't find any new selling. So we recover off of these lows that we put in here and try to have some kind of January recovery rally of some kind. But I until we see the numbers, it's kind of hard to kind of guess on that. Now, soybeans, we're kind of torn between the tight old crop situation and then potentially very large world supplies as the year goes on when South America starts harvesting and then the U.S. farmer is going to plant more soybeans. But in the near term here, old crop months, I think are going to find stability or support from China demand, with exports having already exceeded USJ's projection. One would think that any kind of increase in production in soybeans, they would use that to increase their export number. If we don't have an increase in soybean production, then they're going to have to cut carryover down to bare bones to a rationing type number, and then we'll kind of go from there. Now, a lot of people tell us that, you know, we can expect maybe some sales cancellations down the road if the South American crop does turn out to be a record, and if they get their logistics in line and start moving some inventory into the world channels, we may see some cancellations of sales, and that may not be quite as bullish as what it's on surface, at least for right now.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises. Joins us from his office in Mandeville, Louisiana.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Have you signed up yet for Voices of Illinois Agriculture? Just a few more days left to register. You can do that online at willag.org. Just hit the Voices of Illinois Agriculture links that are on the front page there. Or you can call us here at the radio station, 217-333-7300. Voices of Illinois Agriculture, it's a signature event.